हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् ओम् कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात्। ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। दिस् वेकिङ्ग् यूनिवर्स्, दिस् जाग्रत् प्रपञ्चः विच् वि आर् एक्स्पीरियन्सिङ्ग् during the waking state is mithya. It is relatively, empirically alone is real. It is not absolutely real. Like our dream universe which we experience during the dream. When Gaudapada Acharyaji established this fact that this all that is here is only, you know, the entire object of universe is mithya, the object of experience. This universe which is an object of experience is mithya. It implies the not only the object of experience, the prameyam is mithya. Even the pramanam, the instrument of experience, the instruments of experience is also are also mithya. Not only that, even the pramata, the subject of experience is also mithya. The experiencer, the instruments of experience and the experienced world of objects, everything is mithya. This is what is finally established. If everything is mithya, the very mithya is a technical term which implies that which does not have independent existence alone is mithya. Which means this jagrat prapancha, this experiencer, the experience and the experienced universe, nothing is here a non-existent. Really speaking, there is no such thing called non-existence at all. It's a very subtle fact. There is no such thing called non-existence at all. All that is here is only existence, and anything which is existent is mithya. Therefore, the whole jagat is mithya. When you say everything is mithya, means it is not non-existent, it is not unreal, even though it is not absolutely real, and for something to be empirically, relatively real, to have relative existence also, it must have a substratum, it must have an adhishthanam, it must have an adhara, it must have the truth where it exists. Like how the mithya name and form door exists in the wood, just as the mithya name and form ocean exists in water, the mithya name and form chain exists in the gold. Similarly, there must be something in which this mithya jagat, namarupa prapancha, the mithya universe, the name and form universe also has its existence. What is that? That is what is said to be the absolute reality, the satyam. So the question was asked here, what is that satyam, what is that absolute reality which is always there? If something comes and goes, it is adi anta, it has adi anta vatvam, it has beginning and end, it has dependent existence, then now it is mithya. But now we say, what is the satyam which does not come, which is already there, always there, which does not go, which is always there, which is eternally there, without coming and going, and without depending on anything else for its existence, by existing by itself, self-existent. What is that self-existent, eternal reality, absolute reality, satyam? This is the question asked by the student here. And then he also asked, who is the, that question is asked differently, like, who is the creator of this mithya prapanchaha, and who is the knower of these, all these differences, different objects? Who is the creator and who is the knower? Kaha pramata, kaha karta. That was the question asked. Then, which means the doer or the maker, the creator or the knower are one and the same. They are two different beings. The karta, the creator of the universe is none other than the pramata. And the pramata is nothing but consciousness. Therefore, pramata is consciousness, means the consciousness alone is satyam, the pramata status is mithya, the creator status is mithya, the knower status is mithya, knower creator status is mithya, but the consciousness who has this incidental temporary status alone is absolute reality, the satyam, in which alone this incomprehensibly vast universe has its existence. Okay, that is what is said. The next one, we saw this last class. Now, let us read from the 11th Karika, so we'll remember the continuity. Ubhayorapi vaitathyam. Bhedanam sthanayor yadi. Kayetan buddhyate bhedan. Ko vai tesham vikalpakah. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Kalpayatyatmanatmanam. Atma devasva mayaya. Sayeva buddhyate bhedan. Iti vedanta nischaya. Okay. So in the 12th verse, the answer for the questions presented in the 11th Karika is given. There it is stated, Atma eva. Atma is the creator. I can say the creator is the Atma. The knower is also Atma. The 12th Karika gives this answer. Creator is the Atma, knower is the Atma. Who is the knower? Who is the creator? Who is the, what is Atma? Devaha. Self-effulgent, self-revealing reality. Self-evident, self-effulgent, self-revealing reality. What is that? Chaitanyam, consciousness. But why that consciousness, the self-revealing, self-effulgent reality, the consciousness, implied by the term Atma? Because that consciousness is one indivisible, secondless, non-dual, partless, all-pervasive reality. Therefore, it is implied by the term Atma. The very word Atma implies that which is all-pervasive, which means indivisible, undivided, partless, whole. Therefore, we understand what? It is also one secondless and non-dual. It is this consciousness which is the, when you say knower is Atma, Atma is that Atma implies the consciousness. Therefore, knower is consciousness. And when you say knower is consciousness, it must be very clear, I, the knower, am consciousness. There is no, because with reference to the world, from the standpoint of you, the whole jagat is the known. Therefore, you are the knower, and you, the knower, are none other than Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, the knower is conscious, means you are the knower and you are the creator. When you say Atma, consciousness, you see it as a third person. Better use what? I, the self, am the knower. I, the self, I, the knower, am consciousness. I, the knower, am the creator also. I am the creator means what? Which I is the creator? Your identity is with the body, mind and complex. You will feel very shy to say that. The identity is with the consciousness. Then it is not difficult. Anyway, you will understand. So, there is no, better uses. So there is no knower, there is no creator other than self-effulgent Atma. And Atma, the term, implies all pervasive, secondless, non-dual reality consciousness. Therefore, there is no creator, there is no knower other than consciousness. Creator is none other than consciousness. Knower is none other than consciousness. When you say consciousness alone is satyam, chaitanyam alone is satyam, the knower, creator, incidental, temporary status also is mithya. Is it clear now? Like when we are all sitting here in this room, this light, when all these bodies are illumined, then this is a status. Light, the light obtaining in this hall, has the status, illuminator status. When all of us go out, light was before when we entered. Light exists even when we are sitting here. And all of us go out also. When we all leave the hall, light will continue to be there. But light loses the status. What status? Illuminator status. Why? Light does not get the status, does lose the status. From light is, light was, light is, light will ever be. But this, why? From the standpoint of the illumined forms, all our physical forms, the illuminator status in keeping with our temporary presence, our means what? In keeping with the temporary presence of the physical body, our physical bodies, the temporary status also is attributed to the light as the illuminator light. Therefore, there is no illuminator really speaking, there is only the light. Similarly, there is no knower other than consciousness. There is no creator other than consciousness. Creator is only a temporary incidental status. Similarly, this knower also only incidental status. Really speaking, with the status, only from the standpoint of the Jagat, known Jagat, from the standpoint of the manifest universe, Jagat, the status is attributed to consciousness. Really speaking, there is no knower, there is no creator other than consciousness. Which means, when we say there's no knower or creator other than consciousness, you mean the, why do we say here? Because the material cause, every intelligent cause, and the instrumental cause, nimitta karanam, upadana karanam, and the sahakari karanam, all the causes are one and the same consciousness, which means the creator creation separation is not possible, division is not possible, differentiation is not possible. Why? Because it is the consciousness alone appears as the universe. Understand? Appears as the universe. As we saw last class, no, actually, we can't even call this universe a creation, because if the creator is separable from the creation, then you can call that creation as what now? Creator. You can call that creation as a creation. When the creator being inseparable from the creation, the creation, there is no creation, there is only manifestation. And this manifest, is it possible for the very creator, knower, consciousness to appear as the known created universe? If you say, it is not possible logically, but it is possible because of this power of Maya. Okay, what is Maya? Because of the power of consciousness. That is the power of consciousness. Maya. Is it clear? Therefore, that we saw in the next class. Now, the 13th verse we started last class. Now we'll see that. Vikarotyaparan bhavan antas chitte vyavasthitan niyatamscha bahischitte
bahischitte
evam kalpayate prabhu
evam kalpayate prabhu.
Now he says how this universe comes into existence. Yes, prabhu kalpayate. I said the word prabhu implies Lord. No, I gave the explanation last class. I explained to you two vyutpattis I gave actually. Prakarshena bhavati iti prabhu. That which exists independently is called prabhu. Prakarshena bhavati. For something to exist, no, nothing in this universe exists independently. If you say, oh, there is a door. No, door doesn't exist independently. Why? There is wood. If you say wood, even wood does not exist independently. Why? It didn't come, it doesn't exist by itself. Like always, everything being dependent on something or the other, everything which is a cause from the standpoint of one thing, one effect, becomes an effect from the standpoint of its cause. That is why every cause is here is only a relative cause. Every cause here is a relative cause. Every effect also is what? No, relative effect, isn't it? To be frank, there is nothing in this universe is absolute cause. So, because everything has its own cause. So, that which does not have cause of its own is what? Causeless, uncaused cause of everything is what? Absolute cause. Which is, we say what now? No, which has independent existence. Every effect, every cause being dependent on some other cause for its existence, which is only relative cause. The relative cause also is what now? Has dependent existence. The absolute cause is that which has independent existence. Okay? That absolute cause which has absolutely independent existence, because it is uncaused, is causeless, and that is what said to be prabhu, prakarshena bhavati, swatantrena bhavati. And not only that, prabhu prakarshna, yasmat prabhavati sarvam jagatiti prabhu, that reality from which alone the entire universe, yasmat paramatmanaha sarvam bhavati iti prabhu. This universe, entire universe has come into existence from that reality. Therefore it is called prabhu, which means when you say the entire universe has come into existence from that reality, what does it mean? Not that exactly. When I say this, the whole world of opaque things has come into existence from light. If I say, what does it mean? The whole world of opaque things has come into existence from the substance called light. If I say, what does it mean? If there is no light, this world of opaque things will be non-existent. No, it's existent, you may say. No. Why do you say it is non-existent? Still existent. Light does not create the opaque things. Light does not create the opaque things, but when the light is absent, if the light is absent, opaque things also will be as good as absent, non-existent. Why? Because they can never have the status of being existent minus light. The world of opaque things can never have the status of being existent minus light, without light. Why? Because opaque things cannot shine. The non-shining opaque things, even if they are existent, they are non-existent only if they do not shine. For them to shine, they need to reflect light. For them to be able to reflect light, the existence of the opaque things, for the opaque things to have the status of being existent, they are dependent on reflecting the light. They need to reflect the light, only then they can shine, only then they can have the status of being existent. And for them to be able to reflect light, there must be original light. If there is no original pure light, then reflection of the light is not possible. The reflection of the light is not possible means opaque things can never shine. Understand? Therefore, once the light comes, the whole opaque things shine. Light is off, opaque things also become, what happens? Become as good as non-existent. Therefore, if we say, a light comes and goes, okay, but consciousness does not come and does not go. When we say, from the Chaitanya Atma alone, the entire Jagat has come into existence, means this Jagat can never have the status of being existent without the consciousness. Therefore, the sambandha, the connection between consciousness and the world is karana karya sambandha. Karana karya sambandha means cause effect relationship. I'm going very slowly. Cause effect relationship is there. How do you say cause effect relationship is there between consciousness and the material universe? Because the material universe is dependent on consciousness to have the state to be known. This material world of objects can have the status of being existent only when there is manifestation of consciousness. If there is no manifestation of consciousness, universe will lose its status of being existent. Universe will lose its status of being existent whenever there is no manifestation of consciousness. Understand? Therefore, the universe is dependent on the manifestation of consciousness for its status of being existent. For its existence. And the manifestation of consciousness is possible only because there is pure original consciousness. Is it clear now? If there is no consciousness, then there cannot be manifestation of consciousness. There is no manifestation of consciousness, then the Jagat cannot be known. Is it clear? When you say, understand, very important lesson this is. When you say, from only when you understand this basic and concept, then I can proceed further. When you say Mike is or Mike exists, what does it mean? It does not mean Mike alone exists. When you say Mike is, it implies Mike plus light exist. Is it clear? Mike exists means Mike plus light exists. Chair is means chair plus light exists. Any opaque object, anything and everything exists means opaque thing exists means opaque thing plus light. Can you say opaque? Mike is means not just the mic alone is. Mike is means mic exists. Mic exists implies mic plus light. Is it clear? Is it true or not? But we never think about it. We never think. We never pay attention. We never say, no, mic is mic plus light is. We don't say. Why you take it for granted? Similarly, when you say mic is means mic plus light exists. There's no such a thing called mic existing without the light. Similarly, when you say anything is jagat asti or jagat bhati, means always chaitanyam consciousness is. Jagat is means universe is means universe consciousness is. Universe plus consciousness. Universe is means universe plus consciousness exists. Therefore, you can never separate the mic and the light. Never separate opaque thing and the light. Physical separation of mic, the opaque thing and the light is impossible. Physical separation of light and opaque, even though they are completely of diagonally opposite nature. Light is self-luminous. This opaque is non-luminous. Isn't it? Two different things of two different nature, but still they are physically inseparable. Opaque thing and light are physically inseparable. Therefore, existence of mic is existence of the light is the existence of the opaque. There is no such a thing called existence of the opaque minus light. Therefore, we say light is as good as the cause. Opaque thing is as good as the effect. Like if we take any cause and effect, the no effect is physically separable from the cause. Like ocean is not separable from water, any wooden furniture is not separable from the wood, ornament is not separable from the gold, the material cause and the Namarupa effect is inseparable. Similarly, here also what? Opaque and light are inseparable physically. Therefore, there is, even though light and the opaque are not the cause and the effect like the wood and the door, even though light and opaque are not cause and effect like the water and the ocean. Even though light and opaque are not cause and effect like the ornament and gold, but still they are all being inseparable. The being, you know, the if opaque being dependent on light for its very existence, to have this status of being existent, the relationship between light and opaque also is cause-effect relationship only. We say light is as good as the cause, opaque is as good as the effect. And we say therefore this cause-effect relationship, the physically inseparable, therefore cause alone appears in the form of the effect. Is it clear? It is light alone shines as every opaque thing. Have you got the steps? Steps are very important. Cause alone appears as the effect. Gold alone appears as the chain. When you say gold alone appears as the chain, you are not giving credit to, you are not giving accountability, you are not seeing the chain ornament as the countable thing, isn't it? Gold alone appears as the ornament, wood alone appears as the furniture, you know, water alone appears as the ocean means, I'm giving three examples to understand. There is no such a thing called, there's just cause alone is in the form of an effect, which means you don't count the effect as an independent entity, a parallel reality. Is it clear? Similarly, light alone appears as every opaque thing. You can say that. It is difficult, isn't it? Light alone appears as mic, light alone appears as window, light alone appears as door, light alone appears as... That is why innumerably countless names and forms, light alone appears as everything means. Understand? Without undergoing any change, look at this. Light remaining what it is, all pervasive light, only light, secondless light, non-dual light, indivisible light, untouched, untainted light, retaining its nature of all-illumining nature. All-illumining is not an action, it is its nature. By its mere presence, it has light has become everything. How is it possible? Light alone appears means that is because of its power of illumining. How can you say light has become many? Light has become many. Without undergoing any change, light has become many. Vivarta. Vivarta means what? How can you say light has become many? Try to think, okay? It is a very subtle lesson. Hope you are all understanding. It is not a new lesson, but I make you see something. How can you say light has become many opaque things? Just hold on to these things. That is for retaining its nature. Light has not become anything. Light has not undergone any change to become all that. Becoming means what? Lending existence is becoming. Understand? Lending existence is becoming. Illumining is creating. Illumining is creating. Lending existence is becoming. By what? By what does the light do to that? By its mere existence, presence. Got it? This is the difficult step. Everything else is easy. So lending existence is becoming, illumining is what? Lending existence and creating. Understand? Therefore, drishtireva srishtihi. Drishtireva srishtihi means seeing is creating. Knowing is creating. Is it clear? Illumining is, I'm talking about light and opaque. First understand very clearly. Then we'll go to the consciousness and jagat. You have to understand all the steps. Physical inseparability. You have to see clearly. Light is not dependent on any of the opaques here to shine. Light is independent entity, all pervasive, one, indivisible. There's no second substance called light. Light is just the light, okay? This is second light. Light is only one light. Light is only one thing. And light has become everything. How is it possible for the one light, one secondless, non-dual light, without undergoing any change, just by its mere presence, to become everything? How is it possible? It is possible, no? By its power. What is power? All illumining power. Is it clear? All illumining power. But can you separate this all illumining power from the light? All illumining power of the light and the light, can you separate? You understand, isn't it? When I talk about the all illumining power of light, what is the nature? All illumining nature, the swarupam, is the shakti, power. All illumining is what? Vilanga chaitanya, this is the nature, swarupam. And that is the power. Understand? You cannot separate the all illumining. There is no such a thing called all illumining power minus light. Isn't it? Therefore, we say light is the adhara, the substratum, even for the very power. Okay, the power, all illumining power, is something, nothing but light. All illumining power is light. But the light is not all illumining power. Okay? The all illumining power is light. But light is not all illumining power. Which means, the power has no independent existence outside of the light. Therefore, the very power also we call it what? Mithya. All illumining power is mithya and the light is satyam. With reference to light and all illumining power, now we'll ask, why do you call it all illumining power? Is there's no such a thing called all illumining power other than light. We understand the all-living power of light from the standpoint of the illumined. Hope you're with me. I'm taking you step by step. Got it? You cannot deny. No. What is, where is all-living power? Go and search for it. You understand all-illumining power of the light from the standpoint of the illumined. Got it? Similarly, you have to understand Maya. Understand? What is this power of consciousness? One consciousness, all pervasive, one secondless, non-dual consciousness, the reality, without undergoing any change, retaining its swarupam, by its mere existence, by its mere presence, has become the whole pancha bhautika prapancha, this five elemental model, this universe, of innumerably countless forms and names, all penetratively, all pervasive consciousness, has alone appears as this. Consciousness alone appears as this Jagat. Understand? How is it possible for one thing to become everything, to appear as everything? How can the cause itself, you know, how can you say the creator consciousness has become the created universe? And you also say there's a karana-karya sambandha. The cause-effect relationship is there between them. Means the consciousness is as good as the cause. The whole material universe is as good as the effect, means. Because the universe is never physically separable from consciousness. Understand? Therefore, we say there is no... It is possible for consciousness to become the universe, to appear as the universe. How? By its power of knowing. Okay? Jnanamayam tapaha. The power of knowing is called Maya. Like knowing is not an action, it is the very nature, Swarupam. Is it clear? Knowing is not an action, it is the very nature. You have to remember the light example, from there every word you have to understand. Knowing is not an action of the consciousness, but knowing is the very Swarupam. But can you separate the knowing power, all-knowing power, like how you cannot separate the all-illumining power of the light from the light? You cannot separate the all-knowing power of consciousness. Understand? How do you know? There is no such a thing called all-knowing power other than consciousness. Therefore, all-knowing power is nothing but consciousness. But consciousness is not all-knowing power. Why do you say that? Because the power has no independent existence. Understand? Outside of consciousness. But you call it all-knowing power from the standpoint of what? The standpoint of all the known, the entire known Jagat. Understand? Like that, how you understand the all-illumining power of light, you appreciate from the standpoint of the all-illumined world of opaque things. Similarly, all-knowing power of consciousness, you understand from the standpoint of the known universe. Is there something called all-illumining power without light? Are they two different things, light and the all-illumining power? Are they two different reality? Are they two different things? No. Is it clear? It is, today I am giving you something very subtle. Hope you really understand what I am saying. I know you are understanding, but something difficult, isn't it? You are not able to accept the non-duality. You still see the opaque as separate and light as separate thing. But you have to see something much subtler, subtly. You do talk about the all-illumining power. Do you have to talk about it or not? Yes. Why? Because everything is illumined. This all-illumining power, it is this power which gives this light, Ishvara status. Understand? because of this all-illumining power alone, the light gets the Ishvara status, Ishvara, the Lord of the world of opaque things. Understand? We don't talk about the power, just the light, pure light. We talk about the power of the light, light gets the Ishvara status. Ishvara of what? The world of opaque things. Very subtle. Got it? Similarly, I think we use this better light illumining power every example. That is why we say this, they're not two different things. It is this all-illumining power of light, because of that swarupam, the power is the very nature of the light. The light, you can say, light alone appears as the world of opaque things. Similarly, Mayaya, okay, the one secondless, non-dual, all-pervasive consciousness alone appears as the world of inert material objects. How is it possible for one thing to appear as the whole jagat? Means Maya, by its power. What is its power? All-knowing power. Understand? All-knowing power. Why do you call it Maya? Why can't you simply say it all-knowing power? Why? Because there is no such thing called all-illumining power other than light. We talk about the all-illumining power of the light when you talk about the illumined world of objects. Similarly, there is no such thing called power other than consciousness. Therefore, we called what? Maya. Understand? That which is not by itself is called Maya. Maya means not only the all-knowing power, anything which is not, any power which is not by itself is, you can say, Maya. Understand? Don't say hallucination, illusion and all that. What wrong translation? Understand? Shakti. That is why, how inseparable the light and all-illumining power. Are they separable? All-illumining power and the light, are they separable? One. That is why we call Shakti. Similarly, all-knowing power is power of consciousness, is not by itself. Therefore, it's implied by the term Maya. It is because of the all-knowing power of consciousness. Consciousness alone appears as the universe. Therefore, knowing is lending existence. Lending existence is creating and sustaining. Randasani's this expression, beautiful. Drishti reva srishtihi. Seeing means knowing is creating. Which means no action involved here. Understand? Knowing is creating. Knowing is what? Maya mayana purinjucha. Arihindra shakti dan maya. Knowing power is the maya. Understand? There's no why, but only this is a technical explanation. Why is it called maya? The knowing power is called maya because you cannot talk about the knowing power independently without the consciousness, isn't it? Like how you cannot talk about the illumining power without talking about the light. There's no such thing called all illumining power sitting here, light sitting there, separately. Okay, the inseparability, there is no such a thing called all-illumining power, really speaking. It is just the light. All-illumining power is not there other than light. But you talk about the power of the light, as the power of the light, from the standpoint of the illumined object. My God, what an amazing thing is this light. One light appears as everything, has become everything just by its mere existence, what it is. That is its power. Understand? Similarly, consciousness also, what? The power of knowing. There is no such thing called power of knowing. There is a swarupam. Swarupam is shakti. You remove the knowing power from, imagine, remove the burning power from fire. Can you call it fire? It is not removable. That's a different thing. Imagine. Minus that power, then fire is what? There's no fire. Powerfulness is because of the power. The shakti, the power is something to be understood. That is why he says, how is it possible, how do you say, okay, Atma, Devaha, Sarvam, Prabhu, Prajati, how is it possible? How one alone, one has become many. So here, this whole creation is not a straight line to have one point, beginning point and ending point. It is cyclic, there's a cyclic process, isn't it? The whole jagat is cyclic process. Therefore, we need to understand this, there is an order. How? What should be the first? What should have come later? So understanding of the order is called Pratipatti Kramaha. Pratipatti Kramaha. So how the Lord has become many, how the Lord has created this universe. Prabhu. That is why the very word Prabhu tells what? That from which the universe has come into existence is Prabhu. And that by which exists by itself is also called Prabhu. The one who exists by itself independently without depending on anything else is Prabhu. And that from which everything has come into existence is Prabhu. Therefore, the whole jagat is Prabhu. Only then non-duality. We have to say the non-separateness of the creator and the creation, we can talk about non-duality. That's what is said. So, the creation always, which means when you say the light is, the illumining power is not outside of the fire, the light. When you talk about the illumining power of the light, okay, so the whole jagat, the whole world of opaque things is where? Has its existence where? In this illumining power only. Is it clear? Before the power becomes manifest, before only the power becomes manifest, we say everything remains. Now when you do not see in darkness, when you do not see anything here, when you come in, it is only utter darkness. Can you say what is table, what is the piano, or what is a window, what is a door? In darkness, you do not differentiate things. You cannot distinguish, you cannot differentiate the objects. You differentiate in darkness. In darkness, everything is dark, isn't it? You can't say this is door, that is window, that is curtain, these are pictures, these are colors. You can say that this is wall. This differentiation of things, when can you differentiate? Only when they shine, only in the presence of light. In darkness, when you enter a new place, in darkness, you cannot differentiate anything here. Okay? When the light is not there, there is no reflection of light, then everything remains undifferentiated in darkness. Is it clear? Then light is, then there is reflection of the light, then everything shines differentiated. You can say, oh, that is door, this is window, this is curtain, these are walls. You differentiate things. Is it clear? Similarly, the whole jagat also remains undifferentiated and unmanifest. When the power of knowing, the power of consciousness, the power of knowing, power of consciousness remains unmanifest, we say the whole world of material, this material objects, remains unmanifest as the power of reality. That unmanifest is the first condition. Okay? It's called what now? We say Vasanamaya Prapanchaha. Vasanamaya Prapanchaha. Now, the whole universe remains unmanifest and undifferentiated. Where? In the form of power of consciousness. Then it is unmanifest and undifferentiated. Then there is visualization of the objects afterwards. When you visualize the unmanifest form, undifferentiated forms become diversified, differentiated in thought form. This is called sukshma akara, sukshma maya prapancha, isn't it? Of thoughts. Thereafter, the whole gross manifestation. We'll explain it actually. It needs a lot of explanation. I want to really create strong, prepare you very clearly for this understanding. So it is like, no, I'll tell you example I give you today. Even the pot maker or a goldsmith, the knowledge and the skill of how to make the things, everything, that is unmanifest, isn't it? In him. And when the thought, okay, let me make it. When he does not think about it, Where is all the designs and names and forms? Unmanifest. Undifferentiated, unmanifest. Then when he decides, okay, let me make, then he visualizes what all designs I should make. The visualizing, the pot maker thinks of, let me make this, all these varieties of lids and all earthenwares. When he sees them first in the mind, the unmanifest, undifferentiated forms and names become diversified and become differentiated in thought forms. Once everything is ready, in thought form it is very, he is very clear now. Then he looks out for material. Isn't it? Okay, clay. Everything is there. Nothing is to be created, isn't it? Everything is available already. Takes and what was in unmanifest names and form, undifferentiated, then he visualized them of thoughts and from a subtle form they became what now? Tangible gross forms. Got it? The three levels. Understood? First, unmanifest, undifferentiated forms and names. And then subtle thought forms, then tangible, perceptible, gross forms. This is how the pot maker is the creator of the pots. Understand? Just don't take, but pot maker is different from the pots, okay? That's a different thing. I'm just talking about the knowledge and skill. Minus the touch of the intelligent being, the clay can never become a pot. Clay cannot have the status of being existent as a pot. Is it clear? The useless clay is as good as non-existent. The useful pot alone has the existent status. But for it to become that, there must be what? There must be already knowledge and skill. When the potter does not think, when he doesn't do his work as a pot maker, when he is shopping, when he also goes out for holidays, taking a break from his work, then where is the knowledge or not? The knowledge is there, skill is there, and all that he is going to, he is to make all the different varieties of chains and ornaments, the goldsmith, they are all undifferentiated, unmanifest. Is it clear now? The power of that, he knows that. And then, okay, then he decides to make it. Then what happens then? Then he starts visualizing what all designs I should make. How should I make? All the designs, the names and forms, what now? Are now become ready when he visualizes them of thoughts. Now he has very clear. Already the unmanifest, undifferentiated names and forms have become diversified. No? Become manifest and the subtle form. Is it clear? Then he looks out for the material. Then he makes it. That unmanifest has become subtle manifest. And what was subtly manifest has become gross, tangible, manifest pots and ornaments. Is it clear? Do you understand these three stages? This is the one level. Okay? I'll give you a break. Go and have tea. Go and have tea and come back because I couldn't do anything much today. But I thought something very important, subtle thing I want to say. Because I cannot go to the 13th verse. The 13th verse, no? Need sort of preparation, understanding.